Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. As we so often do on a Monday morning, we say thanks to Iowa Public Television for their show Market to Market. Friday's guest was Matt Bennett, Illinois farmer and agmarket.net. And this was Friday afternoon, before the Sunday morning announced trade deal with China.
If you look at the world stocks of soybeans, they're not burdensome. They're ample, don't get me wrong, but that was after Brazil just raised a massive soybean crop. And so if we get into a weather issue and we find out that China's gonna buy 70% of what they've been buying the last 5 years, I don't know what the number is, but if you get some sort of a deal like that, then this bean market could get pretty interesting pretty quickly, which would be supportive for other things as well. If we look at it, take November beans and establish them safely above $11, and I do think that acreage switch is something that's going to be talked about greatly. If you establish yourself above $11 on Nov 26, okay, then you stop. Because right now, if you look at the analysis, okay, on corn after corn, corn following beans, and beans following corn, nothing looks good. And I mean, that's putting it mildly. I'm a grower, and so I understand this. If we're looking at just normal land costs, none of those look all that great, right? And so your normal acreage switch should be that we're going to increase bean acres, just because your guys that say, I'm always going to be corn beans, that's going to boost that bean acreage somewhat. And what's the appetite for corn on corn with some of the figures that we've seen as far as the budgets go? I've seen it myself. I see what fertilizer, I backed off of fertilizer this year, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I mean, my fertility's in pretty good shape. I can't pay $900 for DAP or MAP. I just can't do it. And it doesn't work when you throw it in a cash flow. So I do think that, some sort of an acreage shift is probably imminent.
Matt Bennett, that's the soybean story. Let's get to corn.
425 to 430 D's corn just stopped this thing dead in its tracks. What you're going to have something of a structural shift in mentality, in my opinion, to safely go above that. Is the farmer going to be tight-fisted for now? Yes, but we all know that we all have a lot of obligations coming up. And the liquidity of the grower has dipped substantially. All of us have participated in this. It's not been fun. So we are going to have to come up with some money at some point. And I'm afraid, once again, that we're going to reward the market anytime it gets maybe to a little higher level than what it did before. So I don't know that you can expect substantially more. I think as you get harvest wrapped up, like in my area, we've seen basis really improve. I've talked to growers that are in Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota. Hey, my basis still stinks. Well, harvest is still going. And in some areas where the corn's really good, of course, they're running out of space. If you're running out of space, your basis isn't going to be very good. But as you see harvest wind down, that might be where your corn's going to be worth a little bit more as they try to latch onto those last bushels. But I don't think we can expect the markets, the commodity markets, to rally substantially right now. I just think there's too much corn.
China has been inundated with torrential rains, a very wet corn harvest. What does this mean moving forward?
Well, they certainly don't have a shortage of stocks, but they also like keeping a certain amount of stocks. And so that's a great question. And that story has just really started to emerge this week, that they're having such an issue being able to get the crop out of the field that they're afraid some of it's going to rot. And you're going to see sprouting. Of course, we've seen this type of thing happen here before as well. Is that going to change their negotiation? Well, if it's widespread enough, by all means. The thing is that how good is the information? Do we know for sure how widespread it is? I mean, is someone crying wolf? I don't know. I don't know. That's a tough thing to say. I do know that looking at the weather, there's no doubt they've had a substantial amount of rainfall. I mean, we know what the weather is. So we know they're struggling with it, right? But how widespread is it? I don't know. Right. As far as how much it's impacted their harvest. But certainly, if it affects them, it's going to change their mentality somewhat because they don't want their stocks to dip below certain levels.
How much is the government shutdown or a lack of daily, weekly, and monthly reports from USDA having an impact on the markets?
What are the other places to look? Well, I want to look at what are spreads doing? What's the basis doing? That tells me a lot about what is the end user doing to try to latch onto bushels. And so, like I said before, where basis has really gotten a lot better, that doesn't necessarily mean that the crop isn't as big. We have to be really careful in that. I think there's going to be more farmer ownership of corn. I mean, the farmer was historically undersold coming into this year. And then they saw those big spreads. They saw that there was pretty darn good carry, not even close to full carry. But, you know, when you're talking 30, 35 cents on corn, 55, 60 cents on beans, that's enough to catch a farmer's attention, Dece to July, Nov to July. Farmers are trying to figure out, how can I keep ownership of this corn in my possession? Because we all know that cash ownership is worth a great deal. The way I learned markets, watch the basis, watch the spreads. Those two things will tell you a lot about what's going on with these markets. I do think it's a little more complicated, once again, whenever we've got all these guys and gals trying to figure out ways to sock stuff in every nook and cranny they possibly can. I've heard of guys putting stuff in government storage bins that they hadn't put in for 15 years. You know, I mean, it's going on.
Because AgMarket.net's Matt Bennett believes in storing corn. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Let's get you the weather forecast.